Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Turner Barber. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Aldridge. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Nixon. Batting third. The right fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Boeckel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Kopf. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Marquard. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Rube Marquard. And now, play ball. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terry moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marquard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel hits a line drive to right field. Mysel throws towards Terry. Terry fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Terry. Cruz goes all the way around to score. Boeckel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Christenbury now playing left field. Al Nixon now playing right field. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boeckel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker catches it and steps on second to double up Ford. Two outs. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a fly ball into center field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boeckel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mysel for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Kopf applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boeckel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Terry trying to get to third. Christenbury throws the ball into Boeckel, who tags Terry for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Freiberg moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freiberg scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Marquardt, and towards Ford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to second. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Boeckel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 1 in the game. Holke takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holke moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kopf bunts towards first. Barber scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. Holke moves to third. Ford moves to second. One out. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marquardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mysel. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Ford applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Christenbury hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boeckel hits a fly ball into right field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kopf misplays the ball. That's an error on Kopf. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mark Hard fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Barber moves to second. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell is walked intentionally. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Aldridge reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. Barber scores. O'Farrell goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mysel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kopf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Ford reaches second base with a double. Freiberg throws the ball into Krug, who tags Ford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry bunts towards the mound. Mark Hard fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Gibson pinch hits for Rube Marquard. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Eschger now pitching. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Kristen Burry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Christenbury hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boeckel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christenbury moves to second. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Holke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Freiberg. Holke reaches second base with a double. Christenbury scores. Boeckel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cubs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Ford reaches second base with a double. Holke scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kopf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Virgil Cheaves now pitching. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill bunts towards the mound. Cheaves fields it and throws to first for the out. Kopf moves to second. One out. Hank Gowdy pinch hits for Joe Eschger. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is hit by the pitch. Hugh McQuillan pinch runs for Hank Gowdy. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Kopf moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Christenbury hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kopf scores. There goes McQuillan trying to get to home. Freiberg throws the ball into O'Farrell who tags McQuillan who's trying to score from second, for the out. Nixon moves to second. It's Cubs, 7, Braves, 7. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Miller now pitching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Boeckel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boeckel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boeckel hits a fly ball into center field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Holke hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cheeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kopf hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krug bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to second. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barber moves to third. Two outs. Virgil Cheeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boeckel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Mickey O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Freiberg who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.